Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 1-0 win away against Ross County in the Premiership today. We got the 3 points, but it was another insipid performance, and if it wasn't for a deflection, we would be having a different conversation just now. I fear that it really just masks the problems. Ultimately, absolutely, the 3 points was the main thing. We should be happy about that, but the performance today was again so insipid. It was a case of sideways pass, backwards pass, get down the wing, cross to nobody, the ball gets knocked out, rinse and repeat. That's basically what it was, and especially in the first half today, as bad a first half as I've seen us play in. We had a lot of the possession again, we had a lot of the corner. I mean, I think we had about 9 or 10 corners in the first half. We just never done anything with it, and we were doing the exact same thing time and time again, expecting a different result. As much as we could rewrite the performances this year and just say this is how it was, we could do the same way with these podcasts, because it's been so similar for so long, and it was just so boring to watch. I really don't care about the excitement of it. I care about the fact once again we were allowing Ross County just to sit back and then quite try and hit us in the break. They weren't too dangerous in the first half at all. I don't think McGregor had a thing to do. One moment of controversy in the first half was in the 36th minute when Polster got the ball down the right, gets to the edge of the box, crosses it in, the defender slides in when he was in the box, clearly knocked out a touch by his hand and his trailing arm. Should have been a penalty, and see, that guy was already in a yellow card as well. I don't know what we have to do sometimes to get a clear foul against us. It's one of these rules for some and rules for others. That wasn't the reason, though, why we were playing so bad. I mean, ultimately, the team selection had a lot to do with that. Again, I think, like I said on Twitter when the team selection got announced, you could be forgiven to think that that was a resignation letter, that team sheet by Gerrard today. Two changes, and one of them was forced. And you've got to think that, of course, Goldson's going to step in. He's classed as our best defender, but once again, he makes mistake after mistake in previous games and still gets a start. There's a lot of other players on the bench there. I mean, Kai Kennedy could have came in. Patterson was on the bench. He should have maybe started for Polster. It's just doing the same things time and time again and expecting something different out of it. Second half, though, it was largely the same, although Ross County were probably more dangerous in this half. They forced McGregor into a couple of good saves. The first one was in the 50th minute, where Aribo lost the ball in our defensive area after a bad quick ball played to him by Edmondson. The Ross County attacker got the ball forward right into our box, cuts it back into the middle, and a quick shot forced McGregor to make a great save with his leg. Once again, McGregor saving us, and then he did have a good save in the 61st minute, where Ross County drove forward. We just backed off. They got the shot off, forcing McGregor to knock it over the bar. And this became a feature of the half, as we were just so pedestrian, willing to just casually knock it upfield on occasion. And then when Ross County broke, though, they were quick, they were dangerous, and they actually got a decent shot off more often than not. So that was one of the features of our game in the first half of the season. We were playing quick, incisive passing, triangle football right up the park, and it was effective and it was working. But now it's almost as if the players have downed tools and they've been like, can't I do nothing about this defence? Let's just knock it about and see what we can do. Is it a symptom that the players think they're more skillful than they actually are? Because a lot of the time today, especially, we were probing, knocking it in and around, trying these wee skills, knocking it back out again when it wasn't coming off, and it just wasn't coming off for the team once again. We did, though, get the breakthrough on the 77th minute with Ryan Kent scoring. It was a throw-in at the touchline near the dugout, quickly played to the far side on the right. Kent got the ball, takes the ball, cuts towards goal and hits a shot, deflects off the leg of the defender and into the back of the net. Fortunate to get the goal, but again, we'll take it every which way we can. It's about time we started hitting shots and getting the break of the ball and deflections. That's what we've been saying for so long now, is just have shots and you might get that deflection. Today, fortunately, it came off for us. Obviously, Ross County had to push up from there. They never really caused any other problems. Neither did we, though, and that was the big problem. Struggling to see who was a good player today in terms of who would get the man of the match. I mean, certainly Morelos was non-existent in the second half, really poor from him. I don't know what it is with this team, but again, we need to buck up our ideas quickly, because we've got the first leg against Leverkusen on Thursday to contend with, so we'll just need to see what team turns up there. Hopefully, you know, we get a team that seems to think that there's a lack of pressure there, so we maybe play better, but we'll see what happens. So I'll be back with a post-match after that game. We might not be back with a podcast this week. Dave's feeling rather unwell and he can't speak. So we'll be back with a podcast hopefully before I'm away on my holiday anyway. But I'll be back certainly after the Leverkusen game. So enjoy the rest of your Sunday night and we'll be back soon. Thanks a lot. Bye.